Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Brothers Echo Radio. I'm your girl Simone. As always and always, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and spending some time with me. I certainly appreciate you, my team. The numbers are going up. But really, more importantly, I hope someone is taking something away every time they tune in. So thank you all so, so much. As I always say, there's so much coming down, well, coming up, and some good surprises, some great interviews are being scheduled, so keep standing by, but I thank you. So I want to talk about endurance, and you all already know me. I'm the type of person, if I say something, I'm always going to give the definition. At least, I'm not going to say always, I would try my best. The reason I do that is I never want to assume that a person knows what I'm trying to say or where I'm coming from. So that's not to insult anyone or anything like that, but I like to share the definitions to make sure we're all on the same page. But I want to talk about, as I mentioned, endurance. So when I looked up this word, the meaning is the ability or strength to continue or last. Especially despite being tired, you know, fatigue, stress, other difficult conditions. It deals with our stamina, our duration, lasting qualities. And the reason I want to talk about endurance, because lately we've talked about emotional intelligence, dreaming, moving in silence, things that have certainly worked for me. But let's be real. Sometimes we just get tired. Like, listen, I'm tired of being a bigger person, or, you know, I don't want to be taken advantage of being this, you know, just being the bigger person, right? So this morning, you know, my morning routine is I get up, I get my daughter situated for school, and then I head on to the track or to the gym. And lately I've been pushing myself. And it has not been easy. I was on the track this morning. I told myself, all right, you know, I gave myself a certain number of miles I was going to knock out. By that third mile, I was just like, all right, I'm tired. No, the second mile, I was tired or bored, whatever you want to call it. But I was ready to walk out that track. So I said, no, push it. I went to that third mile, knocked that out. And by the grace of God, it started raining. So I got in the car. But why did I share that? I shared it because that same feeling, that ready to just say, you know what, I'm tired, or I'm just don't want to do this any longer. You know, that happens to us in our emotions. That happens to us in dealing with our feelings. So on a natural, you know, there are certainly some benefits to having endurance. You know, it keeps your heart, our lung, it improves our overall fitness. You know, your doctors, well, I know my doctor, she talks to me about the importance of being active. You know, try to do something every day, 30 minutes of cardio a day. And it's for your heart health, you know, for your kidneys. I mean, it benefits us in so many ways. And at times, while we're out there working out, we're just like, well, let me speak for myself. I'm over it. But I understand the benefits of it. Same with our emotions, as I just said. You know, sometimes we hit this wall, and it's going to happen. I'm trying to get my words together on how I want to say this, but I'm just going to just put it out there. That wall is going to come. It's comfort. I've certainly hit that wall plenty of times. You know, that emotional check engine light would just start flashing. And you have to understand the importance of keeping at it. I've had to understand the importance of keeping at it. To understand that, okay, I need to have some things in place to make sure that I don't give up on myself, because I understand what it is I want for myself, or more importantly, for my daughter. So, as always, I share what has worked for me. Number one, what has worked for me is what I've done is prepare for my day. I refuse to allow my day to just happen. So what am I saying? Please stop allowing things to happen to you. You know, you get up in the morning and you take care of your normal routine and you just go. No, plan your day out. I love a good planner. I know if I have a few meetings to go to, if I have some appointments, things like that, I keep the main thing the main thing. And in doing so, avoid pointless conversations. And what I mean by avoiding pointless conversations, I mean gossip. I mean the nonsense. Things that when I listen to what a person is saying, when I'm talking with a person or listening, the first thing I ask myself, okay, how does this benefit what I have going on? How does this benefit my next 5 minutes? And if there's no benefit, normally I just, you know, kindly excuse myself and remove myself. When I say don't let things happen to you, you know, when you just get up and go, it reminds me of those episodes of Looney Tunes, the Roadrunner, and that little rat looking thing that just chase each other around the desert, all day, the coyote all day, every day, the same thing happens, the same thing happens until one person, the Roadrunner, no, the same thing would keep happening every episode. They read a map and the same thing happens. And that's what we're doing when we refuse to take charge of our day. Like I said, I love a good planner and I go by that. Another thing that's worked for me is, and in doing that, I know what I want for my future. And when I look at my future now, when I decide, God and everything, but when I decide what is it that I want out of my life, and when I say this, it takes a lot of faith. I understand that, you know, having that emotional intelligence, that's going to benefit me. But flying off the handle certainly will not benefit me at all. I understand that every comment does not deserve a response. Every action does not really deserve a response from me because I'm better than that. And I hate to sound cocky, but if something is, if it's not valuable, I don't want it. And my time is valuable. And I refuse to have anything that tries to attach itself to my time. Because I don't know about you, but when my time is wasted, I am upset with myself that I can't believe I wasted 10 minutes listening to something that I should have walked away 9 minutes ago from. But you have to see your future. At least I had to do that. But more importantly, I had to understand that it's okay to mess up. Life happens to all of us, and never assume that you won't have any hiccups. I heard this preacher say today, he said, assumption is the mother of all stupidity. Never assume that you have it all together. Just take it moment by moment and day by day. Endurance. You know, this morning while I was on the track and I start off with a walk, and that's my way of stretching everything out. And then I go move into a light jog. And I stay in my lane because the track I go to is broken down by lanes. And I stay on the outside lane just where I'm comfortable. And I focus on my breathing. I focus on my posture. And I just go. But I start off with a plan, as I mentioned at the very beginning. And I understand if I don't start off with a plan, I may run half a lap and say, oof, at least I'm out here. But no, that was just a waste of time and gas. But if I know, okay, Simone, you're going to push this X amount of miles. You got it in you. Do not listen to the feelings. Do not allow your body to tell you what you're going to do. You tell your body what you're going to do, and you're going to push past that discomfort, that being uncomfortable. And so I began to run the light jog, and I began to speed it up a little bit. I'm not going to say a lot of y'all was tired by, you know, that third lap around that track. However, just like life. What would that benefit me? How would that benefit me? Because a guaranteed failure in life is giving up. That is a guaranteed failure. But continuing on, you know something's going to happen. You know the next time, I know the next time I go out there, the next week I go out there, you know what, I'm able to push out 4 miles. Or I'm able to push out 6 miles or 7 miles one day. Running or walking. I'm able to do it because I've trained my body for this. I've conditioned my mind. And I understand this one thing. My brother taught me this. My oldest brother, Warren, taught me this many years ago. He said, Simone, when you're taking your PT test, understand this, physical training. When you're taking your PT test, just think of it like this. Your legs are doing all the work for you. Just run. Simple enough, right? But that simple advice has pushed me through. And that's Brother's Echo. I'm sharing things that have worked for me. Some may like it, some may not, but I know what has worked for me successfully. And when you're on that track of life, when you're running, and something tells you to turn around and respond to foolishness, stop, get off the track and address it, you've given up. You stopped yourself. Keep going. So when you're on that track of life, understand that purpose. Understand the results that you're looking for. What are your results? What is it that you want to accomplish for yourself, for your family, your legacy? And if something tries to jump in your lane and it doesn't bring any value to that, get away from it. It doesn't make you look weak because you don't address it. As a matter of fact, a person that knows how to ignore foolishness to me is the strongest person. But keep moving when you're on this ride called life, this workout called life. Keep it going. One of my long-term goals, I can't get the word out. I want to be a policy writer and I want to write policy as it pertains to diversity and equal opportunity. So what am I doing now? I'm working towards that. I'm working towards working in the right positions, meeting people and helping people. Now, with this long-term goal that I have, and with God on my side, He is, I will accomplish this goal. I cannot waste my time on things that's not going to push me in that direction, that'll push me in the opposite direction. I have to watch the way I think, how I feel, and I have to check myself constantly. I do. I'm just going to be real. Sometimes you have to call yourself to the carpet. I know I have. But I don't want to make a left turn in this conversation. But understand, I'm going back to my last point. Understand that it's okay if you mess up. Don't beat yourself up. Do not assume that you have it all together. My mom has a saying. She always says, stay on your feet. You know, sometimes we trip up a little bit, but stay on your feet. Don't hit that ground. But if you hit the ground, jump up fast, like a fight. When you see someone fighting, a fist fight, and someone may fall down, they better jump up fast because they know what may happen next. But stay on your feet. And when you stay on your feet, continue to keep moving. Keep moving forward. And I know I'm always saying, keep going. And, you know, I get the emails and I certainly appreciate it. But the reason I repeat myself often is because I want someone to get it. I want someone to understand the importance of just making it. Whatever that is to you. Whatever it is to you. Don't waste time on things that aren't important. Never major in the minors. And understand that you have this. I had to learn not that they matter. There appeared people rooting against me, hoping I would fail. And people always slip up and they do something. I mean, it's like something in them won't let them just be quiet. Hoping that I would fail, hoping that I would make it. And one thing about me, I learned this from my mother. I love making liars out of people. Never give a person what they want. Don't ever do that. And one way to do that is walking off that track. One way to do that is saying, nope, I'm hitting this wall. I'm going to sit down and I'm just going to give up on everything that I've been working on. And there have been times where I want to address people. I've wanted to address them in such a way that they would never forget it. But as I mentioned, where I'm going, that would not benefit where I want to go. And one thing I thank God for is I know how to take lessons out of every situation. It may take me a while, but I've learned how to learn and learn from those situations. Learn from some people who are just downright rotten. Learn from those folks. You have people that are cheerleaders against you. You have people that have got those pom-poms and telling you how you're not going to make it. Make a liar out of all those cheerleaders. You continue to run that race. Continue to have that intelligence. Keep your emotions in check. Dream. Get up and get to work. But dream. Forget the noise. Forget what people have to say about how you won't. Let me go back. I'm about to say something. Like I think I shared a few episodes ago, an individual said, you know, there's so many podcasts. What are you doing? The hundreds of them, thousands of them, millions of them. Do something else. And that conversation, I didn't have my emotional intelligence in checking that conversation, but the person picked up what I was putting down, but they understand that nothing that they were going to do was going to, or nothing they were trying to do was going to stop that, where I'm going and where you're going. Keep that endurance. Keep that stride going. If you need to take short, choppy steps, okay, but keep moving. Do not throw in that towel. Because I believe someone is dependent on my destiny. Somebody somewhere has a gift that's aligned with my destiny. And if I give up, I won't be a benefit. I'm stopping that individual. So when you continue to move forward in your life, you got to understand life is a team sport. And you got to do this thing together with the right people. So where I'm going, I know someone is dependent on me to keep pushing. Someone is depending on me to keep pushing that next lap out. Someone is sitting there depending and praying, all right, God, this is what I want to do, but I'm missing this piece here. I need to bring that piece and hand it off to the next person so they can take that piece and hand it off to the next person. And how foolish would it be if I have this piece now within reach and that person can see me, I'm about to hand it to that person. And I just say, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm going to walk off. When you look at life like that, that's insane. But when you look at life like that relay, like that run, and you're running around that track, and I see my goal right there, I got to push it out. I got to use everything in me and push it so I can hand you that piece that's going to benefit your dream. And the folks on the sidelines, the cheerleaders, those pins do not matter because they're not in these shoes running. My focus is to work on my breathing. Allow my legs to do the work and press on and fight on. And that is endurance. So as I mentioned, just as endurance works well for our natural, very well for our natural, for our kidneys, our lung, our brain, our blood, all that health. So is for our emotional and our spiritual. That allows us to press forward. So for someone out there that I thought about just saying, you know what? No, I'm not going to move forward with this business. I'm not going to write this book. I'm not going to write this song. I'm not going to build this house. It's just too much. I'm overwhelmed. I cannot do it. I need you to get back on that track and start off maybe with a walk. But it's all about getting yourself in motion, in motion. It's all about moving forward. And as I said 5 minutes ago, quitting is guaranteed failure. Because no one is coming. You got to push through that. Superman is not flying through the sky with that S on his back to give you anything. The Lord has given us all gifts. Use it. Now, if I can get myself out there on that track, y'all can do anything. Because it's supposed to be tied. But I have to push forward. And just a natural, I push forward because I want to have a long life for my daughter. To be here for her. And just as the same where I won't let nothing stop me from that, I'm not going to allow anything to stop me from the other side, that emotional check. So as always, thank you all so, so much for tuning in. And if you want to reach me, hit me up on my email at brothersechoradio@gmail.com. That is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. And I'm trying to think. Send me a voice note or Anchor. That's always there. And I check those daily. And I listen to those daily, my voice notes. So go to Anchor, go to that account and where it says voice note, hit that button. And lastly, I have an app out. My app is just about ready. It should go live hopefully tomorrow. So that way you can just hit me by way of email, Facebook. You can just reach your girl. Hit me up. But anyway, I want to wrap up by saying this. And as always, live this life for an audience of two. God and you. Take care. Goodbye.